Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, this is Inside the District. It's Friday, April 26th, 2024. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening. Breaking news from this afternoon, Forbidden Broadway on Broadway, Merrily We Stole a Song, has scrapped its upcoming Broadway run, citing the currently overcrowded Broadway landscape. The production was originally announced in February. Previews were to begin July 15th before an August 5th official opening at the Helen Hayes Theater for a limited run. The parody show was going to spoof the hits and misses of the current Broadway season, as well as some beloved old favorites. Different editions of Forbidden Broadway had been circling the theater landscape for over four decades. It has been frequently rewritten and updated by its creator, Gerard Alessandrini, to keep up with the times. This was going to be the first installment on Broadway after several off-Broadway and touring engagements. Ticket sales had been slow, and the show's capitalization cost was going to be just over $3 million. That money has not been raised. This marks the second production this season to announce a postponement following Rob Madge's one-man show My Son's a Queer, But What Can You Do? Michael Paulson of the New York Times said there are not enough investors and ticket buyers to sustain all of the Broadway shows now on stage and in the works. There are currently 36 Broadway shows currently running, including 12 that just opened in a 9-day stretch to be eligible for this year's Tony nominations to be announced on Tuesday morning. New programming this summer for the Hayes will be announced soon. Reviews just dropped early this afternoon for the final production of the 2023-2024 Broadway season, the Sufjan Stevens indie folk ballet Illinois, directed, choreographed, and co-written by Justin Peck, and based on Stevens' 2005 concept album Illinois. Critics greeted it with mostly positive reviews. Johnny Oleksinski of the New York Post gave it 3.5 out of 4 stars, calling it a transporting and soul-stirring experience, although it really isn't a musical per se. Peck's creations are graceful and precise, without a doubt, yet also angsty, celebratory, and enveloping when paired with the reverie of Stevens' music. The New York Times did not review the Broadway production. When it was off-Broadway last month, Jesse Green's review was also positive. Illinois runs through August 10th. At the St. James Theater. The Wiz announced this morning that they will be releasing a Broadway cast album through Interscope Records on July 12th. The currently running Broadway revival at the Marquee Theater, which officially opened last week, stars Nichelle Lewis, Wayne Brady, and Deborah Cox, among others. The iconic 1975 musical, an all-black adaptation of The Wizard of Oz, features a beloved score by Charlie Smalls. And finally, today, in other cast album news, Water for Elephants has announced a May 17th digital release date for its original Broadway cast recording. Details on a physical release have yet to be announced. The new musical, currently running at the Imperial Theater, stars Grant Gustin, Isabel McCalla, and Paul Alexander Nolan, and features an original score by the 7-person folk rock collective Pigpen Theater Company. Inside the District has a first listen of Gustin performing Silver Stars.
Is this what it feels like to finally feel right? There's some hope in the wind that blows my way again. It's kind, but it's confusing to want to hold something worth losing. To want to hold it again, knowing that it will end. Knowing the dark of the nights, what makes the stars so bright? They seem steady and unmoving. But I know there's been a way towards the day, and I hear him sing.
You can listen to the full song, along with another track released today, Wild, wherever you stream music. The full album is now available to pre-save and pre-order. And that's Inside the District for today and for this week. Have a safe and enjoyable weekend. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.